This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, teaching influencers and bloggers how to become successful entrepreneurs. This is episode 97 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we are diving into how to get more views on Instagram stories. And we're not just talking about simple comments here and there. Today, we're going to talk about how to actually get more views and attract your dream sponsors. So if you have wanted to figure out a way in order to get the attention of that dream brand that you want to work with, I'm going to show you exactly how to go about doing that while being authentic to who you are and the content that you are creating. Let's dive in. Good morning. It is Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, which means, of course, that I'm live on the Jenny Melrose Facebook page. As you guys are coming in, if you want to give me a hi, give me a good morning so I know who is here with me. Please also feel free to share this with any of your blogger friends, because the more bloggers that we get to see it, the more people we will have all on the same page and we'll be able to help each other move forward. So always appreciate it. You can actually share it right in the description down there. You'll see that there's the option to like or share. You can actually share it and put it to Facebook Messenger so that if you don't want to post it to your own timeline, you can share it directly to the blogger that you are thinking of that you know could benefit from this. So please feel free to do that. All right. As you guys are coming in, I just wanted to share one of the latest podcasts reviews that were left. And for those of you that are podcast listeners, or maybe you're here for the Facebook Live, a review for influencer entrepreneurs on iTunes, it actually helps for more people to be able to find me and to make sure that we're all helping each other and lifting each other up. All right. So this podcast review comes from Tony, and it says, "Real advice for real influencers. Jenny tells it to you like it is and has examples to back it up. From informative guests to her own real life practices, she teaches you that you don't need to have 1 million followers to connect with brands. One of the best blog advice podcasts out there." Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to leave that review. And it's funny that you actually bring up the fact about how you don't need to have 1 million followers in order to work with brands, because today we are actually going to dive into how to get more views on Instagram stories, which will help you attract your dream brands. And again, without needing 1 million followers in order to do it. All right. So I see you guys coming in. I am so excited that you are all here with me live. I know that Instagram stories is definitely something that is on the rise. If you haven't been listening to the podcast, you are missing out, because we've done a ton on Instagram stories as well as Instagram in general, because it is, in my opinion, the up and coming, well, it's already been there, actually. It's not up and coming. It's there. Social media form of outlet that many people are going to, and brands are actually looking for it. So if you're not there yet, we're going to talk about how to make it really super easy and to take away the stress of feeling that with Instagram, you need to always have the perfect, right? How many of you, let me see an emoji in the comments, think that for Instagram, you need to only show the perfect, right? You need to have your feed beautiful. You need to make sure that there's some sort of cohesiveness to it. And it can often get stressful. Some of us may feel like we need a timeout from it. I know I do. I have to often step away from Instagram, especially my feed, because I feel like I add some stress to my life when it comes to making sure that my content is consistent and on brand. But Instagram stories is where it's at. It gives you the opportunity to just be you, to be authentic and to show who you are. And when you do that, you give people an opportunity to decide whether or not they like you or they don't. And if you listen to episode 94 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast, which actually, when this is airing, the Facebook Live came out yesterday with an interview with Phil Palin, he talked about branding, and he talked about that if you're doing it right, people are not liking you, because you're not meant to attract every single person that is out there. You are meant to repel some people when you are being authentically you. So today we're going to talk about how you can actually use your Instagram stories and get an increase in views as well as allow your personality in there. Giving people a reason to like or dislike you is always going to be a benefit and it's going to make you become more authentic to them. So with this, we're going to talk about how with your Instagram stories, you can actually put your personality into it. One of the things that I know people will like to tell me is that when it comes to personality, they'll tell me that they're boring. And that always blows my mind because people obviously like you in your everyday real world, right? So with that, you need to let your personality come out on Instagram stories. Set up your day so that you're letting people see your different personalities. One of the things that you can always do is if you go to my Instagram account at Jenny_Melrose, you will see in my stories that I start my days normally off with a run. And it normally includes a photo that goes along with my run, whether it is me dying because it was 39 degrees out when I went for a run this morning, or if it's me feeling good or asking a question about how I might not be able to hit the time that I wanted to hit, or I'm going too fast. How do I slow myself down? Whatever it might be. But running is part of my personality. Running is part of who I am. And it always wasn't. And I actually shared probably about 6 months ago that I wasn't comfortable in my skin. I wasn't comfortable with who I was, the way that I felt. I read the book and I've shared this, I don't believe on the podcast, but if not, this is a new share for you. Read the book, Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis, which if you have not read yet, why not? You need to read the book. It is an amazing, amazing book. I cannot speak highly enough about it. But I finished reading Girl, Wash Your Face, and I put down the book, picked up my computer, and signed up for a half marathon. And that was, I ran my first half marathon, September, like 21st, 22nd. It was the end of September. And I gave myself 12 weeks to train. So at that time, when I was reading Girl, Wash Your Face, and I was talking about all these different things about self-care and what I would need to do in order to feel more comfortable and more myself, running was part of that. I used to be a runner before kids, and then I had kids, and I never got back to it because as a mother, I never got back to myself. I never got back to that point where I felt like I knew who I was with aside from my kids. So this gave me the opportunity to be able to dive back into that. And every time I share a picture of me running or finishing something, it's more me being able to say, I'm taking care of myself. And it's letting those around me and letting me know that part of what I always tell my clients and the people that I work with is that you need to give yourself some grace. You need to do self-care. And my self-care for me is running. So being able to be part of that, showing my brand in who I am is really, really important. So think about like, what are you into? What are the things that you do? I actually just shared an Instagram live earlier and we were talking about personality because of, again, the podcast episode with Phil Palin, where he talks about letting your personality out. For me, one of the things that I will often share, and I am not, I think, you know, I'm behind my, I'm at home. I'm not always dressed to the nines. I often, especially once it starts to get cold, will always be found in leggings. So even today, you can tell I have my leggings on. That is part of what I share. When I find new leggings that I love, I will share them on my Instagram stories. Or when it's the summertime, I'm in a dress and I love finding new dresses and being able to feel comfortable and confident in those dresses. So that's part of my personality, part of what I will share on my Instagram story, letting people in to who I am and what it is that I do. You also want to make sure that when you share something on Instagram stories, that you tell a story that connects to the picture. So it's not just a picture of your lunch. Why are you showing me a picture of your lunch? What is it about your lunch that you felt like you should share? And if there isn't a story behind it, it may not connect, unless, of course, you're like at this awesome sushi restaurant and you just had to share because it's a beautiful picture, right? That I understand. But I want to know, like, why is it that you're sharing the fact that you're drinking your smoothie? Okay. So I actually make this mistake often, is I will drink a smoothie in the morning and sometimes I will take a quick picture of it because it's like, okay, well, this is my breakfast, this is what I'm going to share.
what I should be doing is I should be telling the story behind the fact that the reason I'm drinking a smoothie is because after, again, listening to Rachel Hollis's podcast, Rise, she did an interview with Kelly Levesque. I was looking for the book. Kelly Levesque about the Fab Five smoothie and about the different things that you should be eating in your diet, because as you get older and close to your 40s, yes, that is me, your body starts to change and you need certain things, certain nutrients in your body. So with that, that's the reason I'm sharing that. That's the reason I'm drinking those smoothies in the morning, is because I'm making sure that I'm getting the right nutrients that my body needs instead of thinking that it should be some other thing. Telling that story and making that connection to it is where it should be, so that your people, so that the people that are watching can understand where it's coming from and not just be like, oh, there's my breakfast. Okay. So I hope that makes a little bit more sense, but really start to tell those stories. What makes you, you? Why is it that, perfect example is, why is it that did I feel like I needed to start running? Well, for me, as a former college athlete that was used to always being active, I needed to have that physical activity as part of my life. And many of you, if you haven't listened to my very first episode of my podcast, Influencer Entrepreneurs, I talked about the power of purpose in there. And I talked a little bit about my personality and why I am the way that I am. And people will say, oh my God, that makes so much more sense now when you tell that story. So for those that don't know, I am only 5'4" and I played college basketball. I scored over 1,000 points, and I was always told that I wouldn't be able to. I couldn't. I was too small. I wasn't fast enough. I wasn't going to be able to do that. I wasn't going to be able to play college basketball. I went to too small of a high school. That's what I was always told. I was actually told by one coach that I was a large fish in a small pond, and because of that, I would never get to be a large fish in a large pond and do well with my athletics. And that only fired me up. That only made me want to push through. And it's also part of the reason that I do what I do now. I own my own business because I was told years ago when I started blogging that this will never turn into something for you. This will never turn into a business. This is just a hobby. This is just something fun for you to do. When you tell me something that I can't do, I'm going to make sure that I go about doing it. And that is part of who I am. And being able to share that story, not only on the podcast, but also in my stories, makes so much more sense. And it makes me more real to you, because you don't just see this person that used to be a teacher that now wants to be home with her kids. You also see that crazy person that pushed herself to play college basketball, that had this background that maybe you didn't know about. And it does. It gives people another way to connect to you. And when you give people an opportunity to connect, they're going to want to interact with you and engage with you on social media, which is what we're trying to do with Instagram stories. So, all right. Deborah says it does, but I also want it to be more personal and not always relating to business. For me, that seems inauthentic. Absolutely, Deborah. And it doesn't always have to be how it connects to your business. It's how it connects to you. And I think part of what we often forget is that we are our business. We are that brand. Like, we are a personal brand, whether you're a food blogger or whether you're a lifestyle blogger, whether you're a travel blogger, you are the brand. So whatever it is that you are sharing is connected to the business because you are that person. You make that part up. So I totally understand what you're saying. It doesn't always have to be tied back with like a huge message that goes along with it, especially in your stories. But I would say, like, remember, you are the business. So being able to just share that content on stories is what's going to make the difference. Okay. The next piece of this, as far as increasing your Instagram views, you want to be consistent. You want to try to make sure that you're not having lapses of time. Do you have to post 25 times in a day? Absolutely not. I would say trying to space it out, trying to make it so that you're doing maybe one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night. Now, if you're not posting in all the Instagram stories, just get started. I normally will try to post at least 5 times per day, but that's because I'm consistently posting. Are there times where I take off? Absolutely. For many of you, you didn't see me this past weekend because I was away and I need some time away from my phone. So there were no Instagram stories that were posted Saturday or Sunday of this week. Once I got back to Monday, I was right back into normal mode, starting my day. And when you can actually kind of come up with a schedule for yourself of what your day is going to look like, it'll make it easier to post Instagram stories because you can think, okay, I'm going to post part of this, part of this, part of this. Maybe it's going to be part of my personality. Maybe it's going to be part of creating my recipe for my food blog. Maybe it's going to be going to the store to get the produce that I need in order to make this awesome recipe. Maybe it's going to be picking out a new brand at the store that I actually would love to work with. But now I'm going to try this out, this new sriracha sauce out that's made by a specific brand. And I'm going to talk about that. Okay. So being consistent and making it part of your day is going to be key in increasing your views. Now, to go along with that, you need to teach your followers how to interact with you on your Instagram stories. Because as they interact with you, the more connection they're going to have with you. So whether you're going to ask them a question and get them to engage with you. Something that I need you to remember, though, is that you can't expect people to interact and engage with you when you've said it once. People don't understand. They see it and they're like, yeah, she doesn't really mean it. Yeah, I don't have time for this. Use the features that are inside Instagram stories. So use the question that you can actually pop into to ask, like, what's your favorite podcast? Or what's your favorite ingredient to add to your food? Or what's your favorite spice? Whatever it might be, to get them to interact and engage, it just becomes easier when you use a feature of the Instagram stories rather than trying to ask them a question and expect them to answer in your DMs. The purpose of those questions and those features on Instagram that you can use in your stories to get them to interact, engage with you are so that you can get them into your DMs. You want to be able to have that conversation with them. You want them to feel comfortable enough to be able to say, hey, yeah, send me the link for that recipe that you were just sharing. That Instapot recipe looks amazing. Can you send me the link to it so I can just click through? That's what your DMs are for. Those are the conversations you want to be having with your audience, especially if you're starting to think about a product. You want to know, what do they want? You don't want to create something unless they need it. So having those conversations with them is going to make a huge difference in how well your product is going to do, because those are the people that are on your list. Now, to go along with your list, as far as teaching them how to interact with you, your emails, your lead magnets that you give to your audience for people to grow your list should talk about interacting with you on the social media platforms. Where do you want them to interact with you? One of the places I would highly recommend is Instagram stories. We're obviously here talking about it for a reason. So if you have a lead magnet that maybe goes through and gives me gluten-free recipes, or maybe it's an Instapot guide or a guide for vegan, becoming vegan or eating more vegan or eating more plant-based, whatever it might be, have a last page in your lead magnet that talks about, tag me on your Instagram stories if you make this recipe, or tag me on your Instagram stories with any questions that you might have, or send me a DM, whatever it might be. If that's where you want them to interact with you, you need to tell them that. You need to tell them in your emails. You need to tell them that you want them to take a screenshot and put it up on their Instagram stories and tag you. When you explain to them what you want them to do, they will start interacting more with you and tell you more about what they need. Okay, Tony says, I'm on Android. Can you share what is the best picture ratio for photos shared in stories? Okay, so Tony, here's the thing with stories is that I often will use my phone the way that I don't want to say intended to, but I will use it so that I'm actually in Instagram stories when I go to take a picture. I'm guessing that you're talking about as far as taking a picture from your blog and putting it up on Instagram stories. I don't really do that. I take actual pictures and will take it and put it in as part of the personality. It's supposed to be every day. If you're taking pictures only from your blog, the perfect, the wonderful, you're missing the point of Instagram stories. Okay. Every once in a while, fine. I totally get it. I would say that and I do not know the exact dimensions, but I'm guessing it's probably 600 by 900, like Pinterest. It's probably that same ratio because it's a longer picture, right? It's a longer photo. But I am going to say, like, do it every once in a while, but your stories should not be filled with the picture perfect from your blog. That is not the point of Instagram stories. The point of Instagram stories is to interact, engage, let them see the messy. Let them see your kids crawling the wall or the behind the scenes afterwards mess that is left from a photo shoot maybe in your house, okay? So definitely, using it every once in a while, it's fine, but I would not recommend solely doing that. It's not going to help your Instagram story views at all. The other piece of this is being able to then attract the brands that you want to work with. Brands are paying attention to Instagram stories. They want to see who's using them, how are bloggers and influencers using their stories and interacting with their audience. Because the ones that they see that are getting a lot of views on their Instagram stories as well as engagements are the influencers they want to work with. Those are the influencers that have influence, that are talking to their audience, that are making them have actual conversations with them rather than it just being the perfect that we are so used to in your feeds. So with that, one of the ways that I teach actually in Pitch Perfect Pro, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret, is to actually interact with the brands that way. I said before when I was giving an example of ways that you could interact and incorporate your daily life. It's like you go to the grocery store, or maybe you see a new product that you want to use. Maybe you bring home a sriracha and you're making your lunch and you want to use the sriracha on it to be able to tag the brand in your stories. Tag them. Maybe doing a quick video of like pouring on the sriracha and like telling the story that goes along with that, right? Once you tag that brand in your stories, they're going to get a notification in their DMs that you have tagged them. Now, one of the pieces of being able to pitch a brand to work with them is being able to get that golden ticket for their email address. Well, you can do that in Instagram stories. Now, is this the place that I would start? No, you want to start like getting an email address maybe from their website if it's there. But if you can't find an email address, this is the perfect way to do it. So once they reply back to your DM, maybe they're going to give you a heart, maybe they're going to say thank you. In your story, in the DM, then you're just going to ask for the person on their team that works on blogger or influencer campaigns. And you're asking for the email address so that you can send them an email using my pitch cheat sheet. And if you haven't gotten my pitch cheat sheet yet, which I know many of you that are here live with me definitely have, but if you're even listening to the podcast, make sure you pop over to the show notes because it is up in the description. It will be in the show notes. It teaches you exactly what to have in your initial pitch that you send out to your dream brands. All right, Corinne says, I see some stories have so much text and emojis on them that I can't even read it all before the next part of the story displays. It's kind of turned me off from stories. So Corinne, quick tip for you to make it easier. Hold down right in the middle. If you put your finger in the middle of the story, it'll hold it so that you can read it so that it won't like all fly by. The reason that people are doing that is because most people are not listening to stories with their volume on, which is actually another tip I was going to give you, is that if you're wanting to see an increase in your Instagram stories engagement wise, you need to be writing. You need to be summarizing what is being said, especially if you're doing the talking head kind of stuff, or if you're shooting a video and you're pouring on that sriracha and you're talking about the brand, you need to be telling me what you're talking about. You don't necessarily need to be like writing paragraphs because like you said, when people do paragraphs, maybe you're not watching it. Another way to do this, and obviously you're saying that you're not doing it, but that you're seeing other people do it, but it's to do like an overlay of typing over it, okay? You can have your phone set up so that it saves each photo that goes through that you put to your feed so that all you have to do is just keep building on it. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go to my stories. I actually did this last night, so it'll still be live. I talked about the podcast interview with Phil, and then I had one summary of text and then another summary of text and then and it was three separate photos. So they gave you a chance to actually read all of the content. But I know this morning I posted like the agenda for where I would be for trainings today. And it was a lot of text. And that's where I would say like hold it in the middle so that you can read all of the text that is there. But again, like if that's something that you notice that drives you crazy, then make sure when you're doing your own stories, like don't, when you do a summary of what you've been talking about, it doesn't have to be everything. Just get to the point, right? Make sure that they understand the general idea of what the story is about, but I would highly recommend that you are making sure that you are summarizing what you are saying. Rita said the Hype Type app is sort of fun to use for captions. It makes the words move. I think I've seen that actually recently, Rita, and someone was talking about that. I don't remember where I saw it. I feel like it was this morning I saw it. But it does like the actual, so like on a Facebook Live, I can do the subtitles of like pretty much not subtitles, but exactly what I said so that people can just sit there and read it as it goes across the screen. And that's exactly how that app works as well, the Hype Type app. So you can definitely check that out and try that out and see if that works. Perfect. Okay, good. So in order to, when we are looking at Instagram stories, okay, I know that people are saying to me, well, how are the brands using this? Why does it matter to a brand? Why do I need to be doing this? The brands are liking seeing you using your Instagram stories. They are paying for a series of Instagram stories because they know that it has that authenticity that comes behind it, behind your influence. They want to see that influence is actually there because you can get all these different engagements and have a conversation. We know that our audience isn't necessarily leaving comments like they did years ago, right? And on our blog posts. So where else can we get their thoughts, their feelings about a product or service quicker? Well, Instagram stories is the fastest that I know. So you can ask questions around that brand. If you're going to be doing a sponsored series, just remember, like when you would do anything, if it's sponsored, if you've been paid via product or monetarily, you need to disclose. You need to have hashtag ad on that picture somewhere. Every single time you are tagging that brand, if it is paid or given free product, if it is just you having bought the product, wanting to attract their attention, you don't need to have hashtag ad because you weren't paid, you bought it, right? You're just trying to get their attention. And you don't need to say, not sponsored. It's fine. Like, don't overthink it and make it harder than it needs to be. So when it comes to stories, create that authenticity that you can and that you need to have with your audience. I know that people will often say to me, because we see a ton of traffic from Pinterest, I will hear bloggers say, I don't know my audience. I don't know who's coming to me. I don't know why they're coming to me because all I'm doing is I'm pinning stuff and they're coming through via my pins. I have no idea who they are. That's not okay. There's a problem. And what's going to happen is if you don't know who your people are, you're not going to continue to grow. That is not a business. If you watch Shark Tank, you know that they ask specifics about your audience and about per lead and the cost that's coming through for that. You need to think about yourself as a business, not just someone putting something up on Pinterest and it's going to drive some traffic and you have no idea why they're coming to you for. If you want to continue to grow, you want to need to know why they're coming to you, and you need to be talking to them. And one of the best places to do that is via Instagram and Instagram stories. Your feed should be the beautiful and the perfect. Let's open the curtain. Let's let people into the true person that we are. That perfectly placed plate of donuts or muffins or whatever it is that you're taking pictures of that are on your Instagram feed are not what I should see on Instagram stories. I already see that on your feed. I know you're perfect. Show me that you're not. Because if you want to play you're perfect, you're never going to connect. There's not going to be a connection. You have to let people behind the curtain and let them see the crazy, the messy, and give them an opportunity to decide if they like or don't like you. I know that seems scary. I know that seems crazy. People are thinking, well, I don't want people to decide whether they like or not like me. But when people do that and they decide that they do like you, you're going to have the right audience there. They're going to want to know more about you. They're going to want to engage and interact. You have to be able to talk to your people. And if they haven't decided whether or not they like or not like you, they may not be your people. And you might be wasting your time with the questions and the answers that you're getting from them. So be yourself, be authentic, so that you can draw those people out. I know Rita is actually live with us. And if you are looking for someone that does this, Harbor Breeze is on Instagram stories all the time. She is authentically herself, whether she is cleaning windows or she is hanging pictures. Whatever is, she lets her personality out. And it is who she is. And she knows people are going to like her and some people may not like her. That's fine. You need to decide for yourself who you want to attract. And by letting yourself out there is going to help increase your Instagram views. All right, guys, I appreciate you all for joining in. Make sure that you grab the pitch cheat sheet if you haven't already so that you can start reaching out to the dream brands and start thinking about how can you use Instagram stories as part of your proposals. That is where it's going to be at moving forward, guys. They want video. They want to see authenticity. Series of Instagram stories, perfect way to attract their attention. All right, I will talk to you all next week.
All right, guys, well, there you have it. Instagram stories provides you the opportunity to be authentic to yourself and then therefore to your audience. It lets you have the opportunity to give your personality the chance to actually shine through. Now, if you are trying to attract your dream sponsors, make sure that you grab the pitch cheat sheet that I talked about in this episode. You can head over to the show notes and be able to download that. And all you're doing is going to jennymelrose.com/podcast. We'll bring you to all of the latest episodes. Make sure that if you haven't already subscribed, you do. That way, when a new episode drops Monday morning, it's right there ready for you to listen to it as the podcast. You guys, I appreciate you all so much. As you heard in the beginning of the training that I did, when you leave a review on iTunes, it helps so much for other bloggers and people that are listening and looking for new podcast episodes to know and see that others are finding value from it. So if you do have the opportunity and can take a couple minutes just to quickly put in a review on iTunes, I would appreciate it so very much. All right, guys, until next time, I will see you all then.